Let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. The responsorial psalm and the reading from the letter to the Hebrews reminded us about the mercy of God, about the mercy of the Lord, who is our help and our shield, who sympathizes with our weakness, and who has been tested in every way, and to whom we can approach confidently, being sure that we will find mercy and grace. That is the first call for us today, to open our life to experience the mercy of God in our life. And to open our life to allow the graces of the Lord work in us. Usually you have confession with me. You will be surprised that most of the time I will say, try to do better and ask God's graces to help you to do better. That is the first invitation today and the first challenge, to allow ourselves to open our life, to allow the graces of the work, Lord, work in us, to allow His mercy work in us, to make us better, to help us to be His disciples, and to help us to do what He is asking from us in the gospel today. The apostles John and James showed their ambitions, as well as the others who were angry at them. You know that they were thinking that Jesus, being the Messiah, was supposed to become a political leader, a ruler, or a king. And they were asking for the places of honor close to him. But Jesus used the occasion to teach them and us a lesson, a very important lesson. It is called the Golden Rule for Christian Service. Whoever wishes to be the great among you will be your servant. And whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. Because he, the Son of God, came to serve and to give up his life for all of us. It is very important to remember that as baptized people, as the church, as Christians, we all have the call. We all have the vocation of service. Service to God. Service to our family, the one that we love. And sometimes it's natural and easy to do it. Service to our community. Service to our own country. And especially, service to the less fortunate around us. I have the opportunity this year to teach about the church to the candidates for sacraments in the program of the, we called before the RCIA, but now it's called OICA. And it was nice to be able to explain to them that the church is the body of Christ. And like in the body, every part is important and valuable, also in the church. Everybody is important and valuable. And everybody has a role to play. I know that you have experience just to hit your tongue in your food and then you feel, all your body is in pain. The same happened in the church. Because everybody is important and valuable. And we are called not to be only spectators. We are called to be active part of the church. And as for the disciples, sometimes it happens that we may have different motivations or even interests in doing our service. But Jesus reminded us today that golden rule for service in the church. If you are going to do any service, we are called to do it with humility, trying to imitate the teacher, trying to imitate the master, that is Jesus, who is humble and meek. That should be the way that we serve in the church. First, we need to discover what is our charism. What is that gift that God has given you or me and that we can use for the service of others? And as I say already, the Word of God this Sunday is an open invitation to get involved, to be part of the different ministries or services in the parish. And if you go online or in the bulletin, you may find so many things that we can do in the parish, so many possibilities according to your own charism. If you see that you are the quiet person that you don't want to do, to be there doing things, oh, we have the place for you. Adoration Chapel will be perfect. Nobody bothers you. You are there quiet, just praying for us. Or you are the kind of person that you are very active and very welcoming and very smiling all the time. Oh, you are good for being an usher. And we need plenty. Even for the little ones. Today we are happy that we had a good number of servants in this mass. But you have noticed that for a few months we have been low in this mass with the servers. Today we are happy that we have more than one. But that is an opportunity for us to get involved and to be part of the life of our community. All of this is a possibility of participation. And it's also a possibility to get committed and with a clear motivation, the motivation to follow Jesus with humility, kindness, mercy, and compassion. Just a few questions for our reflection this week. Ask yourself, what is your place? What is your role in the life of our community? What is that charism that you have that can be used to serve others? How can we serve our brothers and sisters, especially the less fortunate in our community? What is my motivation? What is your motivation for the service and commitment in the community? Merciful Father, help us to discover our place in the church. Strengthen our faith to serve others with love, generosity, creativity, and real commitment as we were serving you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.